With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Officials have issued a flood warning for Missoula as snowmelt and rain causes the Clark Fork River to rise. National Weather Service data showed the Clark Fork above Missoula in minor flood stage at 8.6 feet this morning. It's expected to rise another foot before receding on Sunday. Ray Nicholas of the Weather Service tells the Missoulian that recent warm weather is melting the mountain snowpack and rain is expected to add to the rising flows. The flood warning includes the same Missoula neighborhood that flooded at this time last year and forced the evacuation of dozens of homes. Last year, the river crested at 13.8 feet, the highest level recorded in more than a century. That's 4 feet higher than it's expected to rise this weekend. Defense attorneys for a man charged with an alleged role in the shooting death of a Montana sheriff's deputy are appealing a judge's order that he be forcibly medicated so he's fit to stand trial. Attorneys for 63-year-old Lloyd Barris argue that District Judge Kathy Seeley misapplied a law and court ruling governing forced medication. Barris is charged with accountability to deliberate homicide in the May 2017 death of Broadwater County Deputy Mason Moore. Defense attorneys argue the Montana Supreme Court should overturn Seeley's order because Barris faces a lengthy civil commitment if he's unfit to stand trial, so he would not go unpunished, and that forcibly medicating him would reinforce his delusions that he's been persecuted by the government. The National Park Service wants to expand housing for seasonal employees who work for private companies operating inside Yellowstone National Park. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio reports Wednesday kicked off a 30-day comment period.
The proposed project would serve employees of the two concessionaires that manage Yellowstone's general stores, lodges, and campgrounds. Delaware North and Zanterra, not the Park Service, would fund the project if approved. About 3,200 people work for concessionaires in Yellowstone during the peak summer season. Linda Vares is a spokesperson for Yellowstone National Park.
In West Yellowstone, rental opportunities are very limited and expensive. Then at Canyon Village, a new hotel facility was built there, and that housing would help to accommodate more employees.
The park proposes to redevelop an abandoned camper loop at Canyon Campground with 6 modular homes and up to 14 RV sites for Zanterra employees. Existing facilities would be renovated to provide shower and laundry services. Up to 25 RV sites and a bathhouse would be built next to the Yellowstone General Stores warehouse near the west entrance for Delaware North employees. Comments must be received by June 14th. More information is available at ypradio.org. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
In his first full day of campaigning in Iowa today, Montana Governor Steve Bullock visited a town where union manufacturing jobs have vanished in the past 15 years. In doing so, he's underscoring his argument that his party can win in 2020 only if it shows voters, especially in middle America, that Democrats understand their economic concerns. Emphasizing a constant theme in his 20-minute remarks, Bullock asked, "How are we going to make sure that everybody has a fair shot?" Bullock traveled to Iowa 5 times during the 2018 midterm campaign. Homes in Pryor on the Crow Reservation were without water yesterday. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio reports the water's back on, but a boil order is in place.
Power to the pump house that pressurizes water in Pryor was shut off Thursday. Cedric Black Eagle with the Crow Tribe Water Resources Department says that was due to unpaid bills.
It seems like Pryor and Wyola generally are behind, the finance department is behind on paying invoices. So in this case, in prior, the invoice was 1 month behind, which led to a shutoff by Yellowstone County Electric.
He says the Crow Tribe paid the bill Thursday, and the electric company has since restored power to the pump house, but contamination may still make tap water unsafe. The tribe advises residents to boil water for 3 minutes to kill any remaining contaminants. The water department will lift the boil order after tests determine the water is safe to drink. It's not the first time the Crow Tribe has had water issues. In March, several water lines broke due to freezing temperatures. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.
You can find Montana News anytime on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.